Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for June 17th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We'll check in with Farm Director Shauna Olson coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Department of Agriculture announced the purchases of more than $2.2 billion worth of food items for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The purchases are part of the ongoing effort to feed people in need and assist American farmers and ranchers suffering from damage due to the unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations. The USDA is on target to reach its fiscal year goal of about $1.4 billion of trade mitigation purchases in the next phase of the fiscal year purchasing, which ends on September 30th. Purchases were made through the Food Purchase and Distribution Program, one of the USDA's three programs in its support packages for farmers. Well, it's recently been hot and extremely windy, but will it stay that way? This is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey for the forecast, the national forecast for June 23rd through the 29th.
We are looking at near or above normal temperatures and precipitation across the majority of the country. In terms of temperatures, the greatest likelihood of hot conditions will be across the west and the nation's northern tier. Meanwhile, we do expect to see temperatures closer to normal in the southern Corn Belt and across much of the interior southeast. Looking at precipitation again, of course, most of the country expecting near or above normal rainfall, but we do expect a couple of dry spots, one across Florida's peninsula and the other an area stretching from the Pacific Northwest into the upper Midwest, expected to be drier than normal in late June.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers need more help to mitigate losses from the coronavirus pandemic and is calling on Congress to provide additional resources for rural commodities. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the CFAP program helps, but more help is needed in farm country.
The first round was desperately needed by farmers. It covered the losses up to mid-April, and that does not address everything that's happening to our farmers because that pandemic, the shockwave from it continues to hit agriculture. So we definitely need to be part of another package. Farmers have witnessed some of their markets shrinking in just a short period of time, and even in some cases, it disappeared.
Duvall says farmers need an extension of relief funds for losses that occurred after April 15th, among other needs.
We'd like to see them replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation funding. The cap on the funding right now is $30 billion, but that was changed many, many years ago, and we think now that same dollar should be $68 billion. We're also looking at the problems around poultry. Most of the poultry industry is vertically integrated, and it was not able to be covered under the CFAP because those producers don't own the animals.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.